Hello, dear listeners. James here. First time. Hello, James here. Most of you sound posh. First time in a little while since I've recorded an audiobook. Despite the fact I've been to Salford and had lots of fun and seen lots of things. And I think I must have mentioned in a tweet at some stage that if you go on a journey and can't tell a story after it, you never really went. However, I can't remember most of the stories, apart from the fact that Salford's amazing. I went on a tram for the first time. It was amazingly sunny. In fact, it was probably just as sunny as it was in London. I'm just, incidentally, preparing for my appearance on the Bagel Tech Big Show at 10 o'clock, which involves getting rid of my keyboard, clearing my desk, putting my computer on and plugging a camera in. And the camera's been really troublesome over the last little while because it uses a different firewire socket to the to my mixer, but still they don't like to talk to when at the same time. They're polite like that, very British. So yes, Salford was just fantastic. I quite liked it. The only problem was I had very little time to spend doing stuff when I was at the office because there was some really rigorous testing going on. And back at the hotel, all I had was wired internet, which meant that I couldn't use my iPod Touch. Now, of course, I could have of, and in some respects I did, listen to things like audio booze, through my laptop and the wired connection. But talking into a, talking into a laptop, tiny little Mac laptop mic, up to my chin, maybe it suits some people, but not me. So I'm going to get my... what's it called? Tripod out now. It's quite heavy and it'll do my back in. So yeah, it was quite nice. I haven't caught up with today's booze because I have again been... It's been another crazy busy day at work. I don't think it's ever not a mad day at work, but at least at the end of the day today, I got to around about 5:45 and I thought, do you know, I think I might actually have reached the stage where I can stop now. I certainly haven't got everything done. But the stuff that I haven't done can certainly wait till next week or the rest of the eternity, if necessary. I need to warm up my little light. I used to have two lights in my studio, but Eleanor's light in her room went, and I've given her mine now. One of mine that I use to light my beautiful angelic face when I'm doing podcasts. Now, I did make some notes on some podcasts from this morning. Let me just rewind. I write notes on my phone. Because the great thing about having a phone and an iPod Touch is I can make notes on one and listen to the other. I have been tempted many times to actually have a single device that does everything, but I haven't got around to it yet. Interesting what people were saying about the cutest boy. I have to say that my son is incredibly cute, although actually he's 11 years old now. And one of the strangest things, I don't know if other parents have had this, when they've been away from their children for any length of time, when they come back they see their child in a slightly different light. They've grown. I mean, even in a matter of days they can grow, or can appear to have grown, because I guess you get used to them looking like they do. You get used to them looking like they do at a certain stage, and then they grow gently, and then you don't so much forget about what they look like, but you have to reassess it once you're back with them, and then you think, my goodness, and is that oh my, how haven't you grown, kind of thing. But to your own children, that's really kind of... it's not so much sad, it's quite spooky. And I'm not saying I would encourage anybody to go away on business and not see your children, but it brings a new perspective to it. I'll tell you what, the other thing about having children of sort of 8, as Eleanor is now, and 11 years old, is you can have a chat with them on the phone. Okay, so it's a fairly brief chat, and the topics of conversation tend to be driven by me. But it's still really nice to be able to talk to them and to share stories and things. And I was at Manchester Piccadilly Station, and there was a massive poster on the floor, not poster, one of these sort of transfers on the floor, advertising Portal 2, which we are really looking forward to coming out. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be fun. And in fact, Christopher was showing his sister some of the latest trailers that come out. I'll tell you, the amount of effort that goes into not just the programming of the game, but all the things around it. Because Valve, being the creative sorts that they are, they put little gifts and Easter eggs and all kinds of sort of teases into other games as well. And so it makes it into this... it's not a hype. It's a bit cleverer than simple hype. But I love it. I love how it works. And they do it very well indeed. So yes, my boy, he's a good-looking lad. I don't think he's got any problems there. But I think we all say that, don't we? We all say that our children are good-looking. And if we don't give them encouragement, I think that is a problem. I was thinking about this and how I'm sure people have grown up without their parents complimenting them. I mean, you know, something as superficial as appearance is one thing, but being told you're great by your parents is actually, you know, quite a big thing. I'm one of five, and frankly, I'm sure my mum told me I was great lots of times, but she had to tell all of us we were great, and so it tends to get diluted sometimes. But then again, I think there's an amazing dynamic about being one of a number of children as well. But I'm dashing all over the place in this audio, but